The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Can people with certain sins, who are said to be living in darkness, also be believers in Christ? This is the question we will be discussing today on Grace in Focus. And friend, we welcome you. We're glad that you're here with us today. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We would love for you to know more about us, and you can do that by going to our website. Many things there of interest and import, one of which would be our national conference coming up in May 19th through the 22nd. We want to invite you and encourage you to find out more details about it at our website, faithalone.org. We would also love you to view our videos on our YouTube channel, YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. Two or three new videos each week. Find them, like them, and enjoy them. Now, with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
All right, Bob, today we have a comment and question from BR, and this is a response to your video on how LGBT people are saved.
Okay.
And BR writes, "I didn't like what I heard today. How can we believe in Jesus and walk in darkness? What fellowship has the light with darkness?"
Okay, BR, well, I think the question kind of answers itself. How did he say it again? How can we believe
in Jesus and walk in darkness?
Yeah. It sounds like what BR is saying is to believe in Jesus equals walk in the light.
Right.
And to disbelieve Jesus is to walk in the darkness.
Yeah.
That's not what we find in Scripture. If you read the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, like Psalms and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, Job, what you find is that if a person is walking in the darkness, it's explained as the walk of the wicked or the way of death, path of death, that they're reaping the consequences in this life. And that's true of the believer or the unbeliever. And the New Testament is the same way. You have wisdom literature in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount, the book of James is wisdom literature. All of that teaches that if we walk in the light, then we experience God's blessing. If we walk in the darkness, then we experience His cursing. And that's true for the believer or the unbeliever. One primary place we might go, BR, is 1 John 1, 5 through 10. And that's because it specifically talks about walking in the light and walking in the darkness. So, Mike, maybe you could read through that.
1 John 1, verse 5. "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all."
All right, let's stop there. Point one, God is light, there's no darkness in him. Now, the question for BR and for all of us is, what's the purpose of 1 John? Is the purpose of 1 John 5:13, that you may know that you have eternal life, in other words, assurance of everlasting life, or is the purpose of 1 John 1:3-4, fellowship with God, an ongoing fellowship with God? And I would argue that it's clearly 1:3-4, ongoing fellowship with God. It's the only place that uses the first person plural of these things. We write to you. And there's three other places in John, 2:1, 2:25, and 6, and 5:13, where it says, "These things I write to you," or "I have written to you." It's pretty clear the purpose is fellowship. So when we get to 1:5, basically what he's saying is, the person that we wish to have fellowship with is light only. There's no darkness in him. So where he's going with this, and what we're going to see in verses 6, 8, and 10 are some false claims, three false claims. So how about read verse 6?
"If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth."
Okay, can a person walk in the darkness and be in fellowship with God? No. But walking in fellowship with God and being in fellowship with God is not the same as being born again. A believer can be out of fellowship with God. So the idea that if someone's walking in the darkness, that means they're not in fellowship with God, that's true. Mm-hmm. But if you say by that, and therefore that means they're not born again, that's wrong. Notice that verse 6 uses the first person plural. John's including himself.
Yeah. It's possible for him to walk in the darkness.
Yeah. anyone who is a believer who walks in the darkness is not in fellowship with God. And if he claims he is, that's a false claim. All right, now look at verse 7, Mike.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Okay, so notice here the condition of being in ongoing fellowship with God is to walk in the light. If we're walking in the darkness, we're not in fellowship. Only by walking in the light do we have ongoing cleansing. And notice, John makes a remarkable statement here. He says, only if we walk in the light does the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all sin. The believer who is walking out of fellowship with God, walking in the darkness, is not spiritually cleansed. It's true that all believers have been cleansed in the sense of there's a washing of regeneration, Titus 3:5, but cleansed people need ongoing cleansing. And 1 John 1:7 says one of the conditions for that is we're walking in the light.
Please plan to join us at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas. The Grace Evangelical Society's 2025 National Conference is May 19th through 22nd. Good fun, wonderful fellowship, recreational opportunities for the younger ones and the older ones, great teaching. Our theme this year is dispensationalism and rewards. VBS for kids, too. More information and early bird registration now at faithalone.org/events. That's faithalone.org/events. Please come and join us.
Now, there's a second condition found in verse 9, but let's go to verse 8 next. Here's another false claim.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Okay, so probably if we say we have no sin, there's a slight difference between verses 8 and 10, and we'll get to verse 10 in a minute. But probably the difference is verse 8 would be a claim that I have attained sinlessness. There's some period of time I haven't sinned, you know, like the people who say, I've been sober for 1 month, I've been sober for a year. Well, you can't do that in the Christian life. You can't say, I haven't sinned for a month, I haven't sinned for 6 months, I haven't sinned for a year. If you make that claim, you are making a false claim. How does John put it? We deceive ourselves.
And the truth is not in us.
Yeah. You can have a believer who is claiming that they haven't sinned in a certain length of time. Now, John doesn't state how long that is. I would think if you said, I haven't sinned in a day, you'd be walking right in deception. I don't know how many times the scriptures don't tell us that a mature believer sins in a day. I would be surprised if it wasn't at least 10, but there's a lot of sins that we're unaware of. And only over time as we grow do we begin to realize, oh, okay, that's another area. Oh, that's another attitude that's wrong. Oh, that's another action that's wrong. So verse 8 is the false claim of claiming you've attained sinlessness. And now verse 9 is the second condition for forgiveness and cleansing.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Now, the reason I call that a second condition, it would not be enough to confess our sins if you're walking in the darkness. If you're walking in the darkness, you're out of fellowship with God, and confession isn't going to resolve it. What you need to do if you're walking in the darkness is stop walking in the darkness. Mm-hmm. You've got to repent. Luke 15, which is the great repentance chapter, the prodigal son needed to repent. He didn't merely need to confess his sins. He needed to turn from his sins, leave the far country, and go back to the Father. And when he got back to the Father, he was back in fellowship with him. And so verse 9 is basically saying that as we're walking in the light, the Holy Spirit will reveal sins in our lives. And when we confess the sins we're aware of, God not only forgives us of those sins, but he cleanses us from all of our sins, even the many we are not aware of at the time.
So would walking in the darkness being these are sins that you are aware of, and yet you still continue to commit them?
Yeah, that's a good question. It seems to me walking in the darkness is a person who is not manifesting the light, not manifesting God's righteousness. And it's essentially done by the opposite of what we see in verses 7 and 9. In other words, a new believer may have lots of problems in their life that they're unaware of, But as long as they are sitting under sound Bible teaching, that's walking in the light of God's revelation, and they're confessing their sins as they're aware of them, then they continue in fellowship with God. It doesn't mean they're a mature believer, because that takes time. But what it does mean is they're walking in the light. And so I would say walking in the light is primarily being open to the revelation of God. Okay. And walking in the darkness is basically turning your back on the revelation of God. They're not listening.
Don't tell me what I'm doing is wrong.
Right.
We also talked about fellowship, how it's not the same as having everlasting life. What is fellowship versus everlasting life?
Think of it this way. If a husband and wife have a harmonious, loving relationship, we would say they're in fellowship with each other. But if husband and wife are on the outs with each other and they're not talking, they're still husband and wife. They're still married, but they're out of fellowship. To be in fellowship is to have a harmonious relationship that's not estranged. So it's possible for the believer to fall from the experience of grace by walking in legalism. And by the way, walking in legalism is basically walking in the darkness.
All right.
And then the final verse.
If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
So this is similar to verse 8, but it seems to be saying, now I can say I haven't sinned for a long period of time. Maybe we're talking a month or a year, but no, we can't be in fellowship with God and walk in the darkness, but we can be born again and walk in the darkness. And he was responding to my LGBTQ video, and what I was basically saying is, people come to Christ just as they are. If a homosexual comes to Christ, they come to Christ simply by believing in him for everlasting life. They may not even realize that homosexuality is sin. Well, they can learn that over time under solid Bible teaching, and then they'll either repent or they won't. They need to confess it, and within that confession will be, of course, turning from it. But the thing is, if they don't repent of it, if they don't turn from it, well, then they'll be out of fellowship with God, but they're still born again. And the same thing is true for the jealous person, the envious person, the alcoholic, the angry person. We don't clean up our lives and get born again.
We're all sinners. Some may have more sins than others, but we all receive everlasting life the same way. Believe in Jesus for the free gift of everlasting life.
Absolutely. So I hope that helps, BR, and remember to keep grace
in focus.
We would love to know where you are when you are listening to us. Please take a short minute to send us the call letters of this station and the city where you are listening, and how many times a week you listen. Thank you. You will be helping us with our stewardship. Send it to radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. We are so thankful for our financial partners who keep us on the air. Every gift is tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can give, go to faithalone.org. On our website, we have a church tracker. It's an easy-to-use map that will help you locate those other Free Grace churches that might be in your area. So come visit us at the website and take advantage of our free church tracker. It's at faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our next episode, what about doctrines of demons? We hope you have a great weekend. Come and join us again. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.